less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
2 million Americans, regardless of your political party, will soon get higher paychecks or a financial boost in the form of a one-time bonus. Now, this can all be tied to President Trump's tax reform package. Yesterday, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi described the money that you would be receiving back in your paychecks. Take a listen to how she described it.
In terms of the bonus that corporate America received versus the crumbs that they are giving to workers to kind of put the schmooze on, is so pathetic.
It's not another vehicle recall, but Ford Motor Company is calling on those who own an older model pickup to stop driving it immediately. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains why.
It's an unprecedented request from the Ford Motor Company concerning 2006 Ranger pickups. It follows the automaker's confirmation that a second death caused by a defective Takata airbag inflator in such a vehicle has occurred. Ford has now issued a new recall for the vehicles originally recalled in 2016.
This is USA Radio News.
Meet the coolest ammo manufacturer in America. Even their name is unique. Bite the Bullet. Bite the Bullet offers the highest quality and lowest prices in the country. Buy online, ship right to your door, and always made in the USA. Right now, Bite the Bullet will include 15 extra rounds on any order of 500 rounds or more. This is in addition to their everyday lowest prices. Just use promo code WAR. Order 500 rounds today and get 15 extra rounds free. Just go to bitethebullet.co and use the promo code WAR.
President Donald Trump has confirmed he will not visit the UK next month to open the U.S. embassy, blaming the Obama administration's decision to move it to an off location and that it was a bad deal in the first place. Does this hurt our relationship with the UK? Mercedes Schlapp is the White House Director of Strategic Communications. She explains why this does not mean anything and we still have a great relationship with the UK.
Well, England continues to be obviously one of our oldest allies in working with them, especially on fighting terrorism and taking down ISIS. We have a close relationship with this in England, but the issue here is the fact that the president believed that this building was very expensive.
A new watchdog group focused on reproductive health care is taking on the Department of Health and Human Services. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Called Equity Forward, it officially launched on Friday, and the executive director, Mary Alice Carter, says the nonpartisan group will hold organizations and individuals, which they argue limit access to reproductive health care, accountable. Its first project, called HHS Watch, will include a full audit of decision makers at that federal agency. She says they'll dig into their positions and backgrounds, and they'll monitor their actions. Carter saying, quote, Americans deserve to know when their government's hiring people with backgrounds antithetical to the mission of the offices in which they serve.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500. For more information about any of our programs or to join, NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. This coming week, there's going to be a documentary coming out on public television stations across the country, Work and Happiness, The Human Cost of Welfare. It premieres Monday, January 8th, and Tuesday, January 9th on the World Channel of public TV stations nationwide. The author of the book on which this documentary is based is Lisa Conyers. She's an author, consultant, and policy analyst, and we have her here on Now It's the News. Lisa, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
So this documentary and your book, it's about welfare and it's the way it works in the United States. What is the state of welfare today? It started really in the 1960s under the Johnson administration. It's received a lot of criticism and obviously has some serious issues going on with it. Can you tell us what it looks like today? How is it working? How is it functioning? How is it impacting people's lives?
Well, you are right. It has come a long way since the war on poverty began in the 1960s. And today we have about 43 million people who participate in various welfare programs around the country. And our poverty rate is about where it was when we started the war on poverty. So we still have about the same percentage of the population living under the poverty line, about 14%. So the picture hasn't really changed that dramatically, although obviously there has been a lot of money spent. There's been a lot of growth in these programs. But what we wanted to look at with our book and the documentary is the impact that these programs are having on people's lives. How is it working out for the people who actually participate in them? And so that's the focus of the book and the documentary as well.
You look at a few individuals and how it has affected them. Who are they, and what's the range of impact that it has had on their lives?
Well, the documentary focuses on four different families who participate in welfare programs. There's a single mom who has four daughters, and there is a mother who recently married, and so they have a blended family of her kids and his kids. And then there's a single father with two children, and then there's a single man who's the fourth storyline in the documentary. And basically what we're looking at is what effect the welfare system has on people's ability to self-actualize, to pursue happiness, to pursue the American dream, and what ways the welfare system helps that and impedes it. And what we found was that the welfare system, as they're designed today, send a lot of messages to recipients about working and about how work is a bad idea, or how if you work too much, we're going to take your benefits away. And that really interferes with people's ability to get out from under the system and to get out of poverty. So we've sort of incentivized not working instead of incentivizing working. And that's probably the biggest takeaway. Mm-hmm.
Do you know about what percentage of folks who are on welfare work and approximately how much they work, just in very broad terms?
Well, there's a limit in all the welfare programs as to how much money you can earn. So you hear a lot about the working poor. You know, people will say, well, you know, the majority of people on welfare work. And that's true, but they don't work full time, and they are prevented from working full time by the rules of the system. So if you earn, you know, $1 over the limit, you'll be taken off of your welfare programs. And that leads to a lot of, number one, it's really hard to move up in a career if you're only working part time. And it's also very hard to get out of poverty if you don't get a job and start, you know, earning enough to get over the poverty line. So it's really complex, because I met people who wanted to work more, or they wanted to, you know, they were offered raises at work or promotions, and they did the math. They said, well, if I accept this, then I'm going to lose my medical care, my housing, my food. You know, I can't afford it. I can't afford to take that raise or that promotion or that full-time offer because it won't cover what I'm getting in benefits. So we set up this very strange system where people are actually disincentivized from improving their lives.
We're speaking with Lisa Conyers. She's the author of Work and Happiness, The Human Cost of Welfare. It premieres Monday, January 8th and 9th on public TV stations across the country. She's also the author of a book by the same name. Have there been any studies done comparing whether people stay on welfare and work part-time because they have work available to them, or whether they just aren't able to find the work? I imagine there's some cases, as you say, where they do have the option, but they would lose the benefit. But in some cases, it's possible they may just not be able to find the work. As much as our employment numbers seem to improve at the moment, but it doesn't necessarily apply to everyone along the entire income spectrum.
Well, yeah, it's interesting that you point that out, because when I wrote the book, I traveled around the country for a couple of years interviewing people on welfare, and it happened to be right in the depths of the recession.
Right.
So on top of people, you know, wanting to work but being told that they couldn't because they'd lose welfare benefits, there was also those who wanted to work and couldn't find work because we had a real job shortage. So, I mean, yes, the answer is there are people who would like to, but that there aren't jobs available. And that's certainly part of the puzzle. But I think that can be solved by if we made training people for the right jobs, and if we had work programs and placement programs that were more robust and designed better than they were the last time we tried, you know, work reforms, we could do a better job of that. Our book has a lot of recommendations about how to improve the system, and that's one of the things is, you know, getting the private sector involved in training so that instead of going to a government training program that isn't training for any specific job, have employers get involved and say, hey, these are the kind of trainings we need you to provide so that we can hire those people when they get done. The other issue I ran into across the country was that people aren't moving to jobs as much as they used to. I mean, back in the day, if you heard that there was really good job prospects in another part of the country, people moved. You know, a good example is the Alaska pipeline, where people, you know, thousands of people went up to Alaska and worked on the pipeline. And they didn't stay, but they made a lot of money there and they got on their way. And I found during the recession, I kept expecting to hear people say, well, I'll move to where jobs are because, for example, North Dakota had 0% unemployment at that point. But they said, no, I can't move because I'll lose all my benefits and it takes a long time to get on benefits in another state and I can't afford it. So that's, you know, another sort of strange side effect of the way the welfare programs are set up.
Important issues to think about, and technology seems to be catching up with us in addition to the economy in a very different world than that which we grew up in. We've been speaking with Lisa Conyers. She is the author of Work and Happiness, The Human Cost of Welfare. A documentary by that same name is going to be coming out next week. It premieres Monday, January 8th and Tuesday, January 9th. On public TV stations across the country. Lisa, thank you for discussing this with us, and you have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Strange news of the week. Florida police say a man was arrested for misuse of 911 after allegedly calling the emergency number to complain that his neighbors would not drink with him. In Fort Pierce, Florida, police were called to a home on a report of a domestic disturbance, and they arrived to find the man, James Collins, not Tom Collins, who made the call, appearing intoxicated. The man stated that his neighbors were being mean and would not drink with him. Collins was celebrating his 56th birthday and called 911 a second time about 30 minutes later to make the same complaint. He was arrested on charges of disorderly intoxication and misuse of 911. Happy birthday.
More coming up next. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Mike Hewitt here. Think about it. Have defining words such as success and failure, or even more basic words like male and female, lost their foundation? Has their meaning been blurred? Indeed. If an ideology can literally erase or alter the meaning of a word or words from our dialogue, our lexicon, can words such as peace, prosperity, and happiness become equally blurred or absent of value? What does history tell us? Liberal used to mean freedom and liberty from an overwhelming government, and now it means the opposite. I get cultural differences, differing political perspectives. But when there's an ideology bent on fundamentally changing the meaning of the words, how can we possibly meet in the arena of ideas for that desperately needed exchange? Common sense demands we not allow them and their media to divide us, our society, or our language any further. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. Well, there was some interesting coverage going on CNN on New Year's Eve. They got rid of Kathy Griffin for the coverage, but it sounds like they served up something even worse. With us to discuss this is Curtis Houck with Newsbusters.org. Curtis, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being here.
No problem.
So for those who missed CNN on the last day of 2017, and I think that was most of us, what the heck happened?
Well, there were a number of things going on here. There's usually Brooke Baldwin and Don Lemon, two CNN hosts, are sent to New Orleans. They both get really, really drunk, and they end up, you know, like most people, slurring their speech and talking about, you know, their deepest, darkest secrets and their love lives and everything. But the new wrinkle this year was they sent Randy Kaye, who is a traditional, she doesn't cover politics, she just covers regular news. She's, you know, I would say, you know, normal mom, middle-aged woman. They sent her to Denver to a party bus. So obviously the party bus featured marijuana. It was a cannabis. And she was joking about having a gas mask in case, you know, people started smoking so she could continue reporting without becoming stoned herself. But, you know, of course she held up the gas mask and there was a bong at the end of it. So, ha ha, very funny. You know, again, CNN, you know, facts first, I guess, or this is, you know, it was just really kind of comical and kind of embarrassing at the same time. Pick whatever adjective you want.
So is this going to become a regular feature of CNN, do you think, moving forward, going to stories from stoned correspondents, or will the audience even be able to tell, do you think?
Exactly. I don't know. Sometimes, you know, it's kind of tough, you know. Again, you know, pot is now legal in California, and, you know, like most news networks, there's a bureau out there, so who knows, you know. But going forward, you know, when we circle back to New Year's Eve 2018, who knows, you know, things have been very popular, like I said, with Don Lemon and Brooke Baldwin getting hammered, and 1 year Don Lemon was so drunk he got a tattoo, you know, so again, you know, CNN, you know, it's people making poor life choices live on the air, you know, it's really something else. But, you know, again, next time, I think what people don't like and what our readers at Newsbusters find kind of amusing or hypocritical is, you know, don't try to tell us what to do, what's moral, who's mentally ill, who's not, when you're doing things like this on New Year's Eve.
We're speaking with Curtis Houck of Newsbusters.org. I remember watching coverage when I was young of the first Gulf War, and you know, they had reporters on the scene. Wolf Blitzer was actually out doing real reporting, and it seemed like they had real reporters doing real things, and now it just seems like it's devolved to the point where there's just, I mean, they'll stick a microphone in front of anyone and cover virtually anything. Regardless of how you feel about their politics one way or another, it would be nice, I would think, to do some actual reporting, some digging, some fact-checking, things of that sort.
Right, CNN, you know, they've had, 2017 was a year, they had everything go wrong for them. They had, you know, stories that needed to be corrected. They had a Scaramucci story about Scaramucci having Russia connections that was a single source. You know, you typically don't do that for a significant story like that. You run with one source. It led to the axing resignation, but they were pretty much fired as three reporters. Senior reporters, off-air reporters, but nonetheless very important. And then again, you know, you look what happens with the White House press briefing and Jim Acosta. And I've made this point to a lot of people that, you know, in life you don't always get what you want, but the key is you don't throw a temper tantrum. You don't, like, stop and stomp your feet and scream and everything like that. And that's kind of what Jim Acosta does a lot. And a lot of people like him because he's, you know, saying the White House lies and everything else. So he's very popular in terms of the resistance. But I think, you know, it really hurts CNN's credibility. You know, again, if you don't like in life, if you don't like what's going on, you still go about it, or if you're a journalist, you still go about it with a soberness, and you would think you would double your efforts to just be the better person or something like that. But again, that's not what Jim Acosta and a lot of CNN have done. It's just a lot of meltdowns on the air. that really just hurts their credibility, that no matter what they're saying, even if they may have a legitimate point occasionally, it's just going in one ear and out the other for a huge portion of the country that support the president.
You know, I know that Time Warner, that owns CNN, is wanting to merge with AT&T, and I know that the Justice Department has had a few problems with that. I'm thinking of possible alternatives for them. Maybe they want to merge with High Times instead. What do you think?
You know, it's just probably cheaper too. You know, it's just a better option. You know,
it could be part cash, part stock, part baggies, I suppose.
Well, and of course, the other thing is, you know, if they have reporters that are stoned, that you know they could kind of pay them. I mean, maybe some of them would be so stoned they wouldn't even know it. So they could just pay them with fake money or like Monopoly money,
right?
You know, and CNN would save a lot of money that way. You know, who knows?
Exactly. And as we've discussed earlier, the reporting really wouldn't be appreciably different. Curtis Houck, what tips would you have for next year's ball drop coverage from CNN and indeed for 2018 moving forward overall?
Well, it's kind of, you know, it's important, you know, to have fun, look back. You know, the Dick Clark, you know, one is celebrities, concerts, movie stars or something like that. Take your pick of people on stage. Fox News does that, too. But, again, with CNN, I think they really just go all out. I think the key is if they're going to be, at a place they should be, you know, designated drivers or designated, you know, personalities or something like that. I think it was a step forward this year with Andy Cohen that no one took their clothes off. That was good. Kathy Griffin usually does that. It's baby steps, you know, just little things like that, you know, steps forward, you know.
I like the designated anchor idea. I think that they should get someone, you know, give them a bunch of Sprite or something like that, to put them at the anchor desk, make sure there's one sober person there so that should something important happen, they've got someone to go to, because clearly the guys in the field are not cutting it at this point. We've been speaking with Curtis Houck. He is at newsbusters.org. Curtis, thank you so much for being with us today.
No problem. Anytime. Take care.
More coming up next. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
Get to the chopper!
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
USA Radio News.
Today we gather in the White House to honor the memory of a great American hero, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. King's faith and his love for humanity led him and so many other heroes to courageously stand up for civil rights of African Americans.
President Donald Trump honoring Martin Luther King Jr. today at the White House, immediately following the signing of a document proclaiming January 15th, the Martin Luther King Jr. federal holiday. President Trump had this question shouted at him.
Mr. President, will you give an apology for the statement yesterday?
Of course, the president did not answer the question that was shouted at him. Now, the president is disputing what is being reported that he said via tweet, and others in the room, Democrats in the room specifically, are saying that what is being reported is what the president said. This is USA Radio News.
Meet the coolest ammo manufacturer in America. Even their name is unique. Bite the Bullet. Bite the Bullet offers the highest quality and lowest prices in the country. Buy online, ship right to your door, and always made in the USA. Right now, Bite the Bullet will include 15 extra rounds on any order of 500 rounds or more. This is in addition to their everyday lowest prices. Just use promo code WAR. Order 500 rounds today and get 15 extra rounds free. Just go to bitethebullet.co and use the promo code WAR.
Is it possible there exists an ancient master blueprint that holds the secret behind the events of our times? From Jonathan Kahn, best-selling author of The Harbinger and The Book of Mysteries, comes The Paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times. In his most explosive book yet, Kahn reveals the stunning master blueprint that is unfolding before our eyes. You'll never see the world the same way again. Read The Paradigm, available wherever fine books are sold.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. If you've been paying attention to the news in the last year or so, you may have heard rumblings in a couple of different cases of a massive uncovering of international tax havens, of different means of very wealthy people have of hiding their money, their funds, in different places around the world in such a way as they cannot be taxed by the governments of the world. And foremost among the ways that this has been done has been a law firm, a panamanian law firm called Mossack Fonseca, and this was revealed in a set of papers called the Panama Papers, because of the location and the tax laws involved around that. We have with us today Jake Bernstein. He is the author of Secrecy World: Inside the Panama Papers. Jake, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you for being here.
No, thank you for having me, Derek.
Sure thing. So tell us about Mossack Fonseca. Sounds like the name of a Bond villain, frankly. But this is really an illegal and a tax. It's not nearly as dramatic as a Bond villain. It's kind of dry and complicated in a way, but just as nefarious. What did they do, and on what scale did they do it?
You know, Mossack Fonseca, this Panamanian law firm, it's named after the two principal partners, Jürgen Mossack and Ramon Fonseca. And they had sort of rather an audacious idea. They wanted to make this sort of secret offshore system more widely available. So it wouldn't just be for the uber wealthy. It would also be for the merely rich, and particularly in the developing world, but everywhere. Was sort of, their vision was kind of the McDonald's of anonymous secret shell companies. High volume, low cost. And they end up flooding the world with more than 240,000 sort of companies and foundations and trusts, these sort of offshore entities. And that's, ends up covering 21 different tax havens. And what actually happens is all the data of this law firm for a period of 30 years gets leaked to a German newspaper called Süddeutsche Zeitung, based in Munich. And they, in turn, share it with an organization called the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists. And ICIJ distributes it to more than 100 media organizations. And they begin to dig through what turns out to be 11.5 million documents. All told, actually more than that, and we discover more than 140 politicians from more than 50 countries and heads of state, their families and associates, ministers, elected officials, drug traffickers, Ponzi schemers, and then lots and lots of people who were legally avoiding taxes or engaged in illegal tax evasion. But what it allowed us to see really for the first time in a comprehensive way, because Mossack Fonseca was one of the top five providers of offshore anonymous shell companies in the world, what it really allowed us to see was this, you know, exactly how this system works. And it, there's really trillions of dollars that flow through this underground economy. And we got sort of a glimpse of that in an unprecedented way. And that's what my book, Secrecy World, is really about.
We're speaking with Jake Bernstein. He is the author of A Secrecy World. As you mentioned, there's nothing technically illegal about what's being done here. But I thought in your book you laid out right at the beginning a pretty good example of what one individual did in order to obtain a home for a family member tax-free. And I'm wondering if you could take us through that briefly just to kind of trace the complicated route that it takes in order to make sure that these funds are protected from governments.
Sure, absolutely. And this is, you know, a lot of this operates in a gray area, right? The place where tax avoidance, which is sort of technically legal, becomes tax evasion, is sometimes the determination of a government or, you know, a tax authority or a prosecutor. And until they make that determination, it is ostensibly legal, right? It's tax avoidance. But the example that I chose, because I thought it did kind of cover things in this way, involves a Mexican businessman who had quite a bit of money of disposable income, not entirely clear where that money came from. And he had a sister who was in Seattle, and she had a kid, his niece, and the sister was involved in a nasty divorce. And so the businessman in Mexico wanted to buy a house in Seattle, a $500,000 house, for his sister and her child, but he didn't want the husband to know because he didn't want it to become part of the divorce proceedings. And so he goes to Mossack Fonseca, and Mossack Fonseca creates a company in Delaware, a shell company in Delaware. Delaware is one of the biggest players in this business. People don't realize that the United States is, in fact, perhaps the leading tax haven in the world, driven by Delaware and Wyoming and Nevada, which are big players in this world. I mean, Delaware makes more than $1 billion a year in fees just from its business registry, which creates all of these anonymous shell companies. So they create this Delaware company for this Mexican businessman. And the problem, though, is that he is the sole shareholder of this Delaware company. So it doesn't quite provide enough. He's a member. He's, you know, you can kind of find that out. So if the Delaware company buys the house in Seattle, it could eventually be traced back to him, and that's no good. So they also create a Panamanian Foundation, and the Panamanian Foundation owns the Delaware company, which will in turn own the house. And in that way, it's almost impossible to figure out exactly who owns the house, because if you go to the Panamanian Foundation, the ostensible owners of the foundation are in fact Mossack Fonseca employees. So it would be impossible to really get to this Mexican businessman, let alone figure out where his money is coming from, which was used to buy the house. And this is actually a real issue, because property prices are skyrocketing in cities across the land, in Miami, in New York, in Los Angeles, in San Antonio, all over the place. And part of that is because foreigners are using anonymous shell companies to buy up property.
and it's really just to park cash. They're not planning to live there. It's a safe investment. In fact, they're not even that concerned that they make money on the investment. They just want a safe place to put their money because they're afraid that it's not safe in the country where they're from. And oftentimes, that's perfectly fine, right? I mean, it's legal. There's no problem. But there's also a huge amount of money laundering going on. And, you know, corrupt officials in places like China that are taking bribe money and translating it into apartments in New York City. And what this does is it drives up the prices for all the other people who live in these cities, you know, the actual residents who can now no longer afford to buy a house or an apartment or are paying skyrocketing rent because foreigners are using anonymous shell companies to park money and property in these cities. So it is, in fact, a serious issue and one that, even though we don't realize it, affects millions of people all over the country.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-594-1596. That's 800-594-1596. Again, 800-594-1596.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And now, it's the news.
We're speaking with Jake Bernstein. He's the author of Secrecy World. There's so many implications to what you're talking about, just in terms of affordability in these big cities, and then, of course, the fact that the states and communities involved don't receive the tax money in many cases if you're sheltering from taxes, and the legal implications of where did this money come from, how was it gained, and you're talking in this one case about a particular property that's worth about $500,000. And you're talking about one businessman who may be wealthy, but certainly is not wealthy on the scale of billions and in some cases of trillions of dollars that is involved in this global traffic of protected funds. But you are talking about the same complicated chain in order to try and keep the information about who this is, try and keep the information away from the government, trying not to pay taxes within any very stretched legal means. I mean, talk to us about the scale of this. I mean, we're talking about companies that we're very familiar with, people that we're very familiar with, Apple, using legal means to keep their money from being taxed in the United States or in other high tax areas, and then shopping it around very clearly, and these are not the only revelations that we've been talking about. This is not just individual people. You use that to illustrate how it works, but these are billions and trillions of dollars that are being protected in this really insane, complicated way, and this is money that should be subject to taxation by governments and providing social services to people who are not getting those benefits, that money, in an increasingly difficult and inequitable global economy.
I mean, Derek, you put your finger on it. The sums are vast. So we're talking, the U.S. Treasury's sort of estimate is that as much as $300 billion a year is laundered through the United States. And that is illegal activities like drug trafficking and corruption and terrorism. And each year worldwide, individuals are avoiding paying $2.5 trillion in income tax worldwide. But just in the United States, the United States loses $70 billion a year in tax revenue just from corporations shifting profits to tax havens. And so when our government is crying poor and saying we don't have enough money for education, for health care, for infrastructure, the reality is that the money is available. It's just being lost to these tax havens and these complicated schemes. And some of it, much of it is legal and much of it is not. And because of the anonymity, this cloak of secrecy that I describe in my book, Secrecy World, you really can't distinguish between the two.
Given your research and what you've looked at in this, what do you think of the idea that many have proposed about a tax amnesty or tax holiday in terms of bringing back money to the United States? Is that an effective way of doing things, given the options that these very wealthy people and global corporations have at their disposal?
Well, this is an interesting question, right? So under this new tax bill that they just passed before the new year, they've lowered the corporate tax rate to 21%, right, for corporations that bring their money back. But if you're Apple or you're Nike and you're paying as little as 8% or maybe 0% because you've got, a top-flight accountant at Pricewaterhouse or Ernst & Young or wherever helping you, move your money around and use different schemes to avoid paying any taxes, why will you bring your money back to the United States and pay 21% when you can pay 0% somewhere else?
Right.
I mean, it's sort of It seems doubtful, but there are actual reasons why you might do that, right? You might bring some money back because you want to pay dividends. And so that would be a reason why it might be, it might be favorable to just take a bite and take that 21% tax rate. Or you might need it for litigation fees, you know, for fines or settlements or things like that. So there are some cases where it makes sense. But by and large, you know, the promises that have been made about, you know, huge amounts of money being repatriated back to the United States, because of lower tax rates, just doesn't really seem likely to me. I mean, we'll see, right? Maybe it will happen, but I'm skeptical.
We're speaking with Jake Bernstein. He's the author of Secrecy World Inside the Panama Papers. I'm a guy sitting in the middle of the country. I got a job. I go to work. I commute. I pay taxes. I'd like to pay less taxes. And I see news reports coming out about people trying to avoid taxes, doing it successfully. And my first instinct is not necessarily to say, this is a bad thing. It might be to say, well, yeah, I'd like to be doing that too. What's the impact on them of all this activity?
Well, I mean, this is absolutely true, right? Nobody likes to pay taxes, right? And everybody would like to pay less in taxes. And in fact, you know, we should all avail ourselves of whatever is legally available to do so. The thing is that there are things that are available to people who are really wealthy that are not available to everyone else. So 50% of the wealth held in tax havens belongs to households with more than $50 million in net wealth. So it's really the uber wealthy increasingly that are taking advantage of this. And these people look at the world slightly differently than I think probably you and I do, right? They are truly transnational. You know, they have houses in New York and in London and in some place sunny, and they live on private jets, and they send their kids abroad for school, and they don't, you know, the United States, you know, might be the place where they were born, or it might be the place where they make their money, but they don't seem to have the same sense of obligation and nationalism that people who most people who live here probably do. Yeah. So it's kind of this system sort of allows a different world, and it has fed into and grown with a gaping inequality that has become a serious problem, and it is enabled by this offshore system. So at the end, it becomes a question of fairness, right? I mean, you and I pay our taxes, and we grumble, you know, understandably, and we try to avoid as much of it as possible, but we're not really doing the kinds of things that the mega wealthy are doing. And of course, they are, you know, their avoidance of taxes and sometimes evasion of taxes is much more consequential than whatever we do because, you know, we don't make as much money.
Right. Well, F. Scott Fitzgerald said it 90 years ago, and it still applies today. The rich are different than you and me. And yeah. Somehow I don't think that the guy down the street sitting on his couch cracking a beer, watching the game, is necessarily going to go to Grand Cayman anytime soon to visit his billions of dollars. So there is a real difference. We've been speaking with Jake Bernstein. He's the author of Secrecy World Inside the Panama Papers. Jake, it's an important topic. It's a fascinating read, and I appreciate you being with us here today to discuss it.
Well, thank you so much, Derek. I appreciate that.
Droppo, you are the laziest man on Mars. Why are you sleeping during working hours? Happy trails. Happy
That's all the time we have this week on Now It's the News. Now It's the News was created and produced by Derek Blair. For more information, go to nowitsthenews.com. Follow us on Twitter at Now It's the News. And until next week, I remain yours truly, Derek Blair.
Happy trails.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com, and I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunter and Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunter and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
USA Radio News.
Today we gather in the White House to honor the memory of a great American hero, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. King's faith and his love for humanity led him and so many other heroes to courageously stand up for civil rights of African Americans.
President Donald Trump honoring Martin Luther King Jr. today at the White House, immediately following the signing of a document proclaiming January 15th the Martin Luther King Jr. federal holiday. President Trump had this question shouted at him.
Mr. President, will you give an apology for the statement yesterday?
Of course, the president did not answer the question that was shouted at him. Now, the president is disputing what is being reported that he said via tweet, and others in the room, Democrats in the room specifically, are saying that what is being reported is what the president said. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777. 800-722-7777.
Geico presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
You can't predict when a pipe will burst, but when one does, you'll have quite a mess on your hands. So today, I'll show you how to prep for water damage by covering everything you own in plastic wrap. All you need is a lot of patience and 15,000 feet of plastic wrap. Now let's get started.
You could try to protect your stuff by covering it in plastic wrap, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Yesterday, the House of Representatives passed the reauthorization of Section 702 of the FISA Act. Now, the House passed it, but what's going to happen in the Senate? Republican Senator Rand Paul has threatened to filibuster this bill in the Senate. Take a listen when asked if he plans on filibustering the bill.
Well, you know, if there was ever something worth filibustering, I think it would be filibustering for the Bill of Rights. What we have is a program called the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, and you're supposed to be, or the grant of power, is to spy on foreigners in foreign lands. I'm all for that. We need to protect our country.
Senator Paul continued in the part of the bill, though, that he's not a big fan of.
In the process of this, millions of Americans are recorded in there. So if the president calls a European leader or the Russian leader, the Chinese leader, the president's phone call is recorded in this, believe it or not.
Edgar Ray Killen, a 1960s Ku Klux Klan leader who was convicted decades later in the Mississippi burning slayings, has died in prison at the age of 92. This is USA Radio News.
When you have your own restaurant, you have to get your hands dirty. Literally. Like, right now, I'm unclogging my grease trap. I also print my own menus every day, so I rely on Staples for great deals on ink. I mean, I can't afford to run out like my last three busboys.
Right now at Staples, buy one HP ink and get the second 30% off, so you can afford to stock up because you can't afford to run out.
Oh, good. My sous chef just quit.
Visit Staples today and keep your ink stocked and your business moving. Ends 1/13/18. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
And with a look at some of the bigger stories going on around the world today, here's USA Radio's UN correspondent, Luke Vargas.
President Trump is open to extending NAFTA talks through the middle of 2018, as opposed to leaving the deal prematurely. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal on Thursday, Trump acknowledged that upcoming Mexican presidential elections in July could bog down the talks, but he said the U.S. wouldn't consider leaving NAFTA until after that date. Senior officials close to Trump have reportedly begun framing the risk of leaving NAFTA in terms of possible stock market declines that could undo a boost caused by recent tax cuts. The White House is praising China's efforts to reduce trade with North Korea after a new Chinese government report showed a roughly